Now, in my opinion, one of the most important things involved in the playing of a musical instrument is to start out with it tuned properly. It's really disturbing to me to hear musical notes clash and disagree with each other. Now, there are all sorts of ways of telling when a musical instrument is in proper tune, but I think one of the most useful aids that I know of is the phenomenon that's often called beating. This is a periodic vibration in the loudness that you hear when two notes, which are not quite in unison, are played at the same time. Unfortunately, this effect is not very easy to hear, particularly from plucked strings, which stop vibrating after a very short time. To help you hear this more easily, we'll start out by using violin bows on two crystal goblets that are tuned nearly to the same pitch. I think if you're using reasonably good equipment for playback, you should be able to spot this beating effect without too much trouble. Now, here is goblet number one. And here's goblet number two. Now, the pitch of the second glass is considerably higher, so I'll first tune it down by adding water until I get almost the same note as glass number one. Now here is number one again. And here's number two. They're still not in unison, but they're very close to it, and they're difficult to tell apart when played separately. When we play them both at the same time, however, you should be able to hear a sort of trembling quality as the two notes combine. Now this is hard to hear, and it's very difficult to record. So what you should listen for is the difference in sound when both goblets are singing as compared to only one. So here's number one by itself. And now both. Number one, both. Now I know in advance that number two is slightly higher in pitch. So I'll now add just a little bit more water, and we'll bow them again. There goes the water. Listen now for a slower trembling when the glasses are played together. Now here's number one. And now both. Number one, and both. Now here's a little bit more water. Now number one. Both. One. Both. The rate of beating this time was about 3 or 4 times per second, which means that the glasses are very close to being in tune with each other. The next shot of water should do it. So here goes the water. Now here's number one. Both. One. And both. The beating is now vanished. I expect that the only variation that you'll hear now is that due to the very tiny speed changes in the equipment used to make and to play this recording. Now I could continue with this by adding still more water to glass number two, and what you would hear would be a return of the beating that would be slow at first and then more rapid as number two drops further and further away from the pitch of the first goblet. Now I'd like for you to listen to the beating between a couple of musical strings. I'll start with one string slightly lower in pitch than the other. It'll sound like this. I'm going to play them together and then tighten the lower pitch string until it's in unison with the other. You should hear the sort of jangling effect slow down and vanish as I tune. So here we go. Now they're in unison. I'll do that again. So here we go. They're in unison now. I'll repeat it once more. At that time, I went a little bit too far. You notice the beating reoccurs.